Check 1 2 1 2.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. I got no voice.
All right, boys. Welcome back to Epi number 13 of Paydays. I'm obviously the greatest host on earth, Ollie Poston. I'm joined by Jacob Ardown. Quite a bit to get to on this podcast. It's obviously going to be more of a plof pod.
Oh, I almost choked. Yeah, Plof Pod's here. Epi 13, Paydays with On the Bench is going to be an absolute buzzer. Plofs have been absolutely crazy to start Series 1. I mean, we all called it. We all knew Colorado was going to walk over Nashville. But we're also going to talk about some of the stuff that we've got to do throughout playoffs. Calgary Flames obviously ride an absolute heater. I've been working with them. Pretty cool. Hometown boys. Only took 5 years, but we're finally in, boys.
I don't know if you guys listened to the other podcast we talked, or it was a while ago, I think we talked about how Calgary never wanted to work with us, but it's finally here. They got the red lot. It's buzzing. That place was hype. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about how the NHL's rigged and every game is going to seven.
Yeah, we're talking about conspiracies. You know we love our conspiracy theories when it comes to the NHL. Obviously, we know the most. We even actually saw Gary Bettman. Was it game one?
It was game one. Yeah.
Yeah, game one, because we went into the Saddle Dome, all access passes, kind of the perks of
being the best hockey players on earth.
Exactly. We just get a walk through doors. It's pretty dope.
So we'll jump into that, boys. Let's go. Episode 13.
Paydays with On the Bench.
All right, boys. It's time to grip it and rip it.
Couple Tandy Terminators right here, boys.
That's right, boys. Low keys, missies.
Now you got a couple mic monsters, right, Jacob?
That's right, boys. Yeah.
Yeah. Jacob.
Start off, I sound super raspy. I like ultimate hype man going into a hockey game. I'm the one that you want on stage, no doubt about it. So every time, coaches are like, "Yo, leave, play every game like it's your last game. Leave everything on the ice." I go into that. That's my motto. I leave my voice where it belongs, and that's right on the stage. Ultimate hype, man. We do the absolute best job in the world at getting an entire city fired up.
He's obviously talking about the red lot. Calgary has this massive parking lot right outside the front door of the Saddle Dome, and the capacity, like we've been there for every home game.
Yeah.
Except for one, but... You know, it gradually got bigger and bigger. Like the first home game, I think there was like maybe 1,000 people, you think?
Yeah, I think they said, yeah, I think that one was about 1,500, but it was also a Tuesday.
I think, yeah.
Monday or Tuesday?
I think it was a Wednesday, actually.
I think, didn't it go Monday, Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Monday. So it was a Monday. Like,
but the crowds got gradually bigger, but the one yesterday, holy moly. It was Friday night. And it was the first away game that they did, the red lot. The boys were in Texas, but 5,000 people packed into this little parking lot. Plus, the lineup was around the entire parking lot. Thousands of people couldn't get in. People were crowd surfing. It was crazy.
It was insane. And obviously, it's a good time. You know, that's what we're there for. Like we were saying in the intro there, we get to work with the Flames finally. And honestly, the whole, like, it's been 5 years, haven't worked with them. It's not the majority of the organization. There's obviously just some, I assume, suits that shut it down because they can't handle the smoke that we bring.
Yeah, and look what happens when they bring us. The city goes nuts.
It was absolutely nutty. We hit that stage hard, and we got them so fired up. We're joined by the Boogie Hill Faders. Some local DJs dropping absolute bars, getting the crowd fired up. And then you mix us in there. It's just a recipe to make the street shake. Like, there's no way that the city of Calgary isn't paying for new roads because of the quote unquote frost heaves that occurred from the city just absolutely shaking.
They actually, I saw on the news yesterday, they thought it was an earthquake in Calgary.
Yeah. There's like,
place was rocking.
The Richter scale. I think in the last 10 years, the biggest earthquake that I've seen in Alberta was like maybe like a 1 point something. You barely feel it. But
yeah.
You saw, I think it was up north, and it just like kind of cracked this little beach. Yeah, we got beaches here too. They're not nice. Don't go to them. But the last night, I'm pretty sure it was quoted at a 6.7 on the Richter scale when we had that place buzzing. It was insane.
It was nuts. Obviously, the boys didn't pull off the W. That freaking goalie, man. This whole series, this whole Flame series, Ottinger, holy, is he good or what?
That kid's on fire, you know, and I am hyped for him. I think it's awesome. I like seeing these young goalies be successful. I do hope, however, when the Flames knock him out in game 7, that this kid comes back next year and is still on that high. I hope it's not like a Matt Murray, Tristan Jarry situation where he just flops now.
Binningham.
You know, but they got to, like the Dallas Stars, they have to invest their time into him and support him and be there for him. If he loses a game, if he gets blown out, you know, go back to him. Don't, you know, build his confidence. He's young. He's what, 22?
I think so.
21, 22. The kid's, he's a baby.
He's the only reason why Calgary and Dallas are still playing.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And the post.
Calgary has yet to get, yet to get one bounce. Like, remember the goal that went in off Hanifin, and then Calgary has literally haven't had one single bounce in the games.
Yeah, and the hockey gods are going to start talking. The hockey gods are going to come through.
It's got to be game 7.
They got to keep pulling. What do you think about, like, Johnny Hockey in this series? You know, he's been a little quiet. He scores.
He had the one game where he did a little bit, but.
But he scores one goal on a penalty shot. And he's had a few breakaways.
He's been buzzing, though.
He has been buzzing.
Last game, he was everywhere. But those big guys are just shutting him down. He's not hard to shut down.
Yeah.
He's 3'2".
Yeah, and I get that. But in playoff situation, your best player has to be your best player at all times.
I'm more concerned about Tkachuk. That guy's literally doing nothing.
Yeah, Where did he go?
First two, three games, like the first second of the game, he's beating up Klingberg for no reason because of some social media chat, which I love.
Is that what it was, social?
Yeah, I guess they were chirping each other on social media or something.
Are you serious? Yeah, I never heard that. That's hilarious.
And then they fought, and then they fought game 2, and then they fought game 3. And then I guess someone's like, what are you doing? Stop.
Yeah.
And then now he's been invisible.
Yeah,
so
I know.
He gets back to his game and kills everyone. You know, you don't got to fight. Just go out there, kill everyone like Lucic.
Yeah.
And then just get to the net. No one's going to the net.
Yeah. Who do you think our best players have been consistently this playoff season? Like,
oh, man.
Playoff run.
Rasmus.
Oh, man. He's been on fire.
I would also say Gabranson. Lucic is probably the most consistent.
Yep.
Coleman. Manjapanchpi.
Oh, Magpie.
That just that top line, like the top line and a half are just invisible.
Yeah. Trash. And again, like they are smaller, but I mean, hockey's all about overcoming adversity, getting through it. If you want to win a Stanley Cup, you have to be prepared to put your body on the line. You have to be prepared to go into those dirty areas and do what it takes to get a W. And we need that top line to do that.
What do you think the turnout is tomorrow or today, actually, since the pod's today? The game's today.
I do think the Calgary Flames are going to win.
Yeah.
We haven't had the puck luck that we've wanted, but I do think the Calgary Flames are coming out with a W. And so I always go, I'm a D-man. I love defense, and I love, like, defensive defense. So Gudbranson, watching him play, I was very, very skeptical start of the year about that signing because I had never heard of him. And I said it straight out. Like, I think that's terrible. Gudbranson's probably one of my favorite D-men in the league right now. I love the way he plays. He gets shots so through. He stops pucks on the blue line. He knows when to retreat and when to attack down, and I love it. And then we inject Michael Stone into the lineup.
Only dude shooting the puck.
8 shots in his first game from a guy that does not score goals. And then Zadorov. So we have 3 of the biggest D-men in the game. I mean, Klingberg's big.
He's
like
big, yeah.
Dallas has big guys, but they're beanpoles. Who are you putting money on in a fight, right? If you're going that way.
Flames for sure.
Gudbranson versus Klingberg, Zadorov versus Klingberg, Michael Stone versus Klingberg, or Heiskanen,
or
who's that? I always call him Haagen-Dazs, but he's a big D-man too. Like, the Flames, like,
Dallas has one tough guy, and that's Ben.
Yeah, and Ben can't afford to be a tough guy right now.
Yeah, he can't.
You know, but I think the Flames do come out on top. I'm gonna go with the defense, you know, you gotta protect your net and then attack offensively. And that's how you win hockey games. You watch the last few cup runs. That's how these teams win the Stanley Cup. They protect their house. They get the puck up ice over the blue lines, and then they attack their house. That's all it is. You keep them outside in the defensive zone, and then you attack inside in the offensive zone, and it's simple. Attack with speed, and that's what Tampa Bay did 2 years in a row. That's what St. Louis did. St. Louis just bullied their way into the front of the net. They weren't a good enough team to win the Stanley Cup, but they bullied their way to it.
They just knocked out the friggin' Wild.
Yeah.
Man.
Six games it was. For a second there, I was thinking a sweep, but...
Yeah, let's... I forgot what I was going to say, but yeah. We'll jump into the other games. So, Wild are eliminated. Blues just kind of, like you said, just bullied their way in.
That's what they do. They're a big team.
That's the best Minnesota Wild team in franchise history.
Easily.
And gone in the first round.
I was really hoping that Fleury was going to get a little bit of a run there. I like their goaltending tandem. I like their... Again, defensive core. They're very, very solid. And the offense, aside from Kirill, is just a bunch of blue-collar boys, and I like seeing that. I love seeing those work-hard teams.
The thing with Dallas
with success.
Or Wild, I think they had like 12, 13 goals in the series, and Kaprizov had 8 of them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's like not many other guys are doing anything.
No, okay. Now, imagine if the Flames had that. Our top guys, our goal scorers, had...
Series would already be done.
Had 8 goals. And then with our depth scoring, with Magpie and all those boys lighting the lamp...
Series would be over.
We're done in 4.
Yeah, 100%.
We're done in 4. Because
everyone's doing their job, so...
It's crazy. And so Florida, they get past Washington last night.
Yeah.
Or 2 nights ago. Saw that coming. I didn't think it would take that
Washington
many games.
Washington gave
though.
A good run, though.
I mean, when Ovi's out there.
Two overtime goals for Florida.
Yeah. Ovi's, I mean, Oshie said it best. And this is how I think they approach the games. And Oshie was quoted, like, on the Sportsnet and shit stuff. If the big guy's hitting, you better be out there hitting too. As in, 100%. Ovi's out there to win a hockey game. He's taking anybody's head off. They're down Tom Wilson, which is tough. I think that.
What happened to Tom Wilson? Suspended?
I think he was injured.
Oh.
Yeah, so they lose him. That takes some grit and some scoring out of your hockey game. And Ovi stepped up and takes it. That's a leader in my books. I like Ovi. I like Ovi a lot. I get the whole
score of our generation, or maybe even ever.
Yeah, I get the whole, like, early in his career, why people didn't like him. He was cocky. That's hilarious, though. That's what we preach.
That's what the game needed at the time.
That's what we preach. Play for the name bar. He did
exactly.
It. You know,
trailblazer.
Only one person on a team gets drafted and scouted and all that stuff. You know, it's not like everyone's going looking at an entire team. It's just here and there. So you play for your name bar. That's how he made it into the show.
Speaking of injuries, Crosby out.
How
but
long?
I apparently saw something that he's back today for game number 7.
Oh, wow.
Or I guess...
He has to.
Yeah, back today for game 7.
He has to.
He has to. So he took a couple hits in game 5. Yep, game 5. I think Konki. It's like his 20th Konki.
For sure. That makes me question... Like, I know we all know that he's going to rally through it and try and get a playoff run going.
How much love has he got in his career if he's going to keep getting bunked?
Yeah, is he going to be done? Like, when the season ends, he's going to have reoccurring symptoms, guaranteed. The more that you have, the more that it happens. Is he coming back for another season next year even, you know?
Yeah. I have 34 Konkis, and I'm barely able to wake up.
I don't
I forget that I wake up. I think I'm still sleeping sometimes. Yeah.
I don't even know how many that I have because I never went and got checked. It's just my head hurts.
Just a head hurt.
So I just, like, I'll try not to get hit.
Crosby, he's just not as tough as us, though.
No.
We're just built different.
Yeah.
He's not even Canadian. He's born in Nova Scotia.
That's Canadian.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Out east.
Yeah, on the Canada
side. No, that's on the border by Alaska.
No. Nope.
I'm pretty sure U.S. bought
Nova Scotia. Alaska's on the west side.
I don't know.
Top corns.
I think you're wrong. I think they bought
Alaska.
Bought Nova Scotia.
Alaska's top corn, top left corns.
Oh.
Yeah. And Nova Scotia is like bar east.
I don't know.
You know, pipe east.
I'm pretty sure I saw somewhere that they bought it.
No, nobody bought it. Nobody wants it.
Okay. All right. Jonathan, do some other playoff series. Who do we got? We got Leafs. Leafs in Tampa. Leafs. Holy. What a series that's been.
How do you, like, so they're 0-9 in the last 13 years.
Yeah, in game sevens.
Is this the year?
So obviously for you guys listening, that game would already be done now.
Yeah.
Because this is podcast filmed the day before.
So tonight at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Toronto and Tampa at home in Toronto. So maybe that helps.
Place is going to... Question for you. What would you be nervous to play at home, or would you be like pumped? Like what... Because everyone's like, oh, they're nervous to play in front of the crowd. Why would you ever get nervous?
I don't think so. I think the crowd brings the energy to the home team. And I think that helped with Dallas winning game six against Calgary. I think the energy, if you have that energy and you have that solid fan base, which obviously Toronto has, I think that energy brings you into a win. You know, the Flames went down to Dallas. That place was rocking. Yeah. Dallas, Texas was buzzing. Okay. And that helped Dallas pull through for the win. Now, they're going to come back to Calgary. And obviously, we have the best fans in the game. And we buzz and we hype and we rock the city. And we're going to shake the Saddle Dome in game seven. And that's going to help, you know, that's only going to help Calgary. That's not going to help Dallas, you know. That's not going to make Calgary nervous. You're going to feel that in the atmosphere. You're going to feel the vibrations through you as soon as you hit the ice. And you're going to be so pumped up to go because you got an entire city.
That's what I would think. You know, if I go out there and they're buzzing, I'm going to be flying.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going as hard as I could every single shift.
100%. Toronto, though, I'm not going to lie, I am a little skeptical about the fan base. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, the fans are so hot and cold. You remember the one game that we were there? Morgan Riley had one bobble. I believe it was Bernier in net at the time. Makes a save. He saves it. Okay? The entire stadium for Toronto was booing Morgan Riley because he bobbled one puck and it was mid-season. That's what scares me about Toronto.
Toronto fans are crazy, though.
If you want your team to win, you have to back them.
Be a true fan, you know?
You have to back them. It doesn't matter how many times you've lost, how many missed second rounds that you've had. And that's not a jab at Toronto. Like, it's stats. They've missed a buttload. But you got to be behind your team through thick and thin. If you want them to feel that vibration, if you want them to get hyped the way that you're hyped going into the game...
Yeah.
You have to be behind them.
Yeah, if you're a diehard fan of any team, like, you got to be backing the boys 100%.
You got to buy in. Hockey's all about buying in. You got to buy into the culture. You got to buy into the system. You got to buy into the game. And you got to be behind them. It's not always going to work. Sometimes the other team is just better. But that's what scares me about Toronto, because we know Tampa is behind their team, you know? And that's one of the smaller fan bases in the league because it's in Florida, right?
Yeah.
You know, Tampa, the Panthers themselves, Arizona, obviously. I mean, they can only fit 300 people in their stands next year. But
is that the year they have their arena? Yeah.
I think so, because they're playing at the university.
That's funny.
Which is pretty hilarious. But
they might finally fill out a crowd.
I do think Toronto is going to pull through, though. I think is the year.
I think they have to.
If I was a bet man on Betway, I would probably put $20 on Toronto to win this game seven, because I feel like the underdog odds have to be in favor of Tampa, right? At this point,
yeah, because Tampa. So Tampa is like 13 or 15-0 after a loss, and they won the other game, and usually Toronto wins the next game.
Yeah, and Vasilevsky, I just saw, it was on Sportsnet. Also, shout out to our partner, Sportsnet. In game seven, Vasilevsky is, it was like 15-0 or something. Like, Vasilevsky is a different creature.
So, tonight, Toronto is the home team, and they're at 1.76 and... Tampa's 2.0. So Tampa is the underdog tonight. Tampa's the underdog tonight.
I didn't see that going in.
Edmonton and the Kings. LA is the underdog. All the home teams are
the favorite.
The favorite.
Yeah. Okay. I honestly thought that Tampa would have been the favorite. I thought so too. I really did. But I mean, that's good news. So maybe the fans in Toronto can ride that train. But seriously,
I'd like to see Toronto move on.
I think so too. Because then it would be Toronto, Florida, second round.
I think they just need to get over the hump of the first round, and then I think they'll be buzzing.
That's probably all it's going to take. Yeah. And then
that curse, you know,
if they can get through to the second round, they might actually have an opportunity to go to the Cup final.
Possibly.
I think it'd be tough.
They got the team.
They do have the team. Can Jack Campbell be the goalie, though?
That is true.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, he can at times. He has moments where he's unbelievable, but then he has Jack Campbell moments.
Yeah, but he's been playing hot recently, but a few that like probably shouldn't go in. That overtime winner, I was talking to a guy at work who's a goalie, and he said he was rattled because he's a through-and-through Toronto fan. He's a weirdo. And Jack gets the save and then lifts his knee up and it gets banged in. Our manager's calling us right now. Hey, D, say hi to everyone on the podcast.
Hi, everyone on the podcast.
we're just recording it right now, so everyone's going to hear you now.
Okay, well, let me tell them. No.
Tell them something. Tell them something. Who do you think is going to win, Toronto or Tampa, Game 7? That's what we're talking about right now.
Well, I've got a split household here. We've got a Toronto fan and a Lightning fan. So,
I want to know your decision. You're the tiebreaker then.
I'm going with Stamkos.
Stamkos. Okay, so
that's the name of the new pup.
Our momager is going with Tampa Bay in Game 7, continuing on the Toronto curse. So that's the decision maker right there. I hope she's wrong.
Same.
Okay.
We'll see.
We'll,
money on it. All right, boys.
We'll call you back in just a bit here, D.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, so she's going with Tampa. I hope she's wrong. Next one, Edmonton and L.A. So you were saying yesterday you want Edmonton to win.
I want blood.
You want an absolute bloodbath, Battle of Alberta. That would just be, oh man.
I want blood.
Man, that would be. Can you imagine the red lot with all the Oilers fans, all the Flames fans? People would be fist fighting in the lot.
It would be an absolute disaster. But like one of those beautiful disasters, you know, like those massive car wrecks when you're driving past on the highway and you just can't help but look. You don't want to see
like
it.
There's like six cars overturned on fire. People are jumping out of the car.
Yeah, and it's like you're cringing. You don't want to see, but you just look. Battle of Alberta, second round. I'm cheering for Edmonton to get that W. And I think they can do it.
I think they can do it too.
I didn't think LA was that good.
They're home tonight.
They're playing really well. Who's home? Edmonton?
Edmonton.
Yeah, they should have because, they finished second in the Pacific. So they should have home ice. But Battle of Alberta, if we get that second round, Calgary Flames will have home ice advantage. That means we have the potential of, four opportunities?
Four opportunities, yep.
To bring the hype. And I think a Battle of Alberta, second round, I would say it goes seven games.
It has to.
I say it goes.
Mainly because the NHL's rigged, so it has to.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's what like also scares me. Like with what Bettman does and the way that the league goes, it's going to be tough for any Canadian team to come out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be really, really tough for any Canadian team to come out, you know?
I still don't think anyone's getting past Colorado.
Colorado's going to be tough. Very, very tough.
Nasty. Big and nasty.
This long of a break, though.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about. Like, do you think that would affect you as a player? You got to wait like an extra week to play, but the other boys just jump right back in? or are you more fired up to get back in?
I think personally for me, I would be more fired up. I think the break would be super beneficial. Now, I don't think anything substantial happened in that Nashville series. Colorado just kind of walked through them. Yeah, so I don't know if necessarily that long of a break was required for them. But just having that downtime, the composing yourself, you're obviously going to be up against better talent in the second round, theoretically. So personally, I would prefer the Colorado break than
a couple beers, a little vacation. Yeah.
Then rolling seven.
Come back in and play again.
2 day break and back into.
Yeah, your body's going to be sore for sure.
Yeah. Whereas Colorado, they can just chill. Lots of sauna time, you know.
Those are all at Topgolf hanging out.
Yeah. They're living their life, you know. They're having fun. They can get away from that hockey mentality and just cool down to come back in with a fresh perspective. I think that is very beneficial.
Especially for Colorado too, because most of your guys are like skilled, fast guys, so they need that little break.
Yeah. I'm very surprised. Kadri, he didn't even get a suspension. I don't think there's enough shifts or games to get one, I guess. Or like, I guess why would you get suspended against a minor league team in the playoffs in comparison? But did you hear what Nashville did?
No.
So for their home games, they made it so that even if we did from Canada, tried to purchase tickets with a credit card, as soon as that credit card goes to a different location aside from Nashville, they refunded the money and didn't send you tickets.
So only allowing Nashville people to be
correct.
Building.
So anyone,
people have done that before.
Yeah, definitely Colorado. Any addresses in Colorado, we're not allowed to join it. I believe, because I mean, how would you pick the algorithm to just only isolate Colorado, right? You might as well just do it for the rest of the world. Yeah. Which I think is kind of funny. I think, you know, but
someone else, there was a few other teams that wouldn't sell tickets to or even let them in the building if they had a different jersey.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was, but they got so much backlash that they're like, all right, we won't do this anymore.
Yeah. And I mean,
you should be allowed to go support your team even if you live somewhere else.
Yeah. It's just, it's tough. I agree. I think you can still go and watch a hockey game. But there is that risk. People are drinking and stuff like that. So if
you might get beat up,
you know, if that is the route they're going, I think they should have been vocal about it and put that in that it's not necessarily to not have those fans in the arena. It's more about not having the fist fights and like the ugliness of that hockey game, because there is a lot of times where two teams cannot live in the same house like that.
Some dudes just want to beat other dudes up.
Yeah.
Like, hey, if you guys come to the game, you wear this jersey, you might get beat up.
Yeah.
Add that in like the little notes at the bottom.
That's the fine print. Essentially, you're making them sign a waiver saying like,
it's okay if you get beat up for wearing that jersey.
If I get yumped, you know.
All right, last series, Buffalo. Nope, they didn't even make it. Boston and Carolina.
Boston, Carolina.
I watched the first couple Carolina games and they just ran over Boston. Just ran over them. But the Bees are like, just,
they're versatile.
What's an animal that just won't die? You beat it to death.
And I would
just,
probably
just still there, like, still alive.
I guess alligator, like Komodo dragon.
Yeah, I guess you can beat an alligator with a stick and think or it's dead, but it's
not. Like a sea turtle, because they got massive shells that live hundreds of years, you know, like those things.
Something like that. But that's like Colorado or Boston. They just won't go away.
It's like that super annoying kid brother that as soon as it leaves the room, you're like, oh, finally, we're done with him. And 5 minutes later, he's back. He's back with more energy somehow.
Oh my God.
Like he just hawked back 14 sugar packets and he's ready for a night with the boys. But he's not, like, he's 10. You guys are 21. You know, it's that. That's Boston Bruins this year.
So they're playing tonight, which his podcast comes out tomorrow. So they would already be done. What's your outcome on that?
Game seven.
You think Boston is going to pull it off, or you think the Canes are going to play Canes hockey?
Carolina's going to be at home. They got the, what are the storm squad?
Storm surge.
Storm surge, yeah, yes. Storm surge. Surging storms or whatever. They got a really consistent fan base. They have a very powerful fan base. They have a Stanley Cup previously. They have a lot working with them this year, and they have a very, very good hockey team. I think Carolina is going to come out on top. I think Carolina is going to go through to the second round. It's going to be a tough one for Boston. I don't think they have the goaltending to get them through this hockey game. I don't. No. I like that Swayman kid. I think he is going to be a good goaltender, but he's not the Ottinger of the East. You know, for the young guys, like, you could put Ottinger against Swayman, Ottinger wins, right?
100%.
That's what I think Carolina is going to go through. I think Boston has potential in the next couple of years if they stay consistent with this goaltending tandem and build them up. But yeah, I don't think it's in the next 2 to 3 years. I think we're looking at 4 to 5 years for Boston too.
I friggin' hope.
To make a real splash.
I hope they don't do anything. I hope they just suck for years.
Why? We like Boston.
I don't know.
Unless.
I love Boston, but it's just like.
The same
just
thing.
Keep beating Toronto, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm from Toronto, so.
That's fair. But as long as Brusky plays there, I do want them to win. Because I love Brusky.
Brusky's beauty.
Absolute weapon. Which we should probably get him on the pod here pretty quick. Yeah, even Louie. We could get Jake Pops. And Louie at the same time. Yeah.
Little bro or dad son podcast.
Let's go. And dad was an absolute unit.
Dad's
tough
a
guy.
Legend, yeah.
And some of the stories he had to tell us in Slave Lake, I love listening to him. And now
he's an old school player. They were telling us that back in the day when they were to hit, they were like
target the head.
Yeah, hit to kill. Like obviously not kill the guy, but like they were taught to go for the head, injure the guy, take him out of the game. Yep.
No, his exact words were hit to kill.
Hit to kill?
Yeah, that's what he said. We're told hit to kill. Like, that's what coaches wanted.
That's what hockey back in the day was so insane.
I think it'd be cool to hear both sides. Like, obviously, they're both really good professional hockey players. Like, the difference between Louis and now Jake, what they're going through, I think it'd be really neat.
Yeah, no, it would be funny to get. It would be funny to get, because Zegras complains.
A lot.
Yeah. About his player getting punched. He got punched. Who gives a shit? It's hockey.
Chill.
It'd be funny to get him and like Papa Brusky on to just go back and forth, because obviously Zegras is that skill guy who thinks he should never be touched and never hit. And then Louis would be the guy who, if he has his head down, Zegras is dead.
Yeah.
He's dead.
And you pull something like that in a hockey game, you're dead. Even Tim, we could get Tim Hunter on for that one. We could even take it as far as going Zegras and Lanny, two skill guys generationally, and how Lanny feels about that, you know?
Let's get one of the old guys on to see how they feel about this league.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Because I'm curious too. Like, I think the league is super soft. It's obviously a lot more skilled.
Yeah.
But like, the whole season you barely saw a hit. And that's why I love playoffs, because they're trying to kill each other.
Yeah,
know.
This is hockey.
This is hockey. Like, someone has the puck, he's dead. He's getting crushed.
And that's how it should be.
Did you see that accidental hit in the Canes-Boston game?
Oh, McAvoy?
Yeah, oh my God.
And it was clean.
It was a clean
shoulder
accidental.
To shoulder.
He wasn't even looking.
That was
like a front flip, Bucky off.
That was a 10 out of 10, like, front barrel roll by
Aho.
That was
Aho. Like a fake intentional hit.
Yeah. If Aho, I think, would have got like a good extension on his rudders, I think he lands it. And I think...
I want to see someone get hit so hard their skates fall off.
That'd be pretty
like
sick.
He blows a skate.
Just...
like a whole skate.
A legit yard sale.
And he has to run back because he has no skates on.
That would be so funny. I want to see that too.
All right. That's the playoff talk, boys. A lot going on, a lot of game sevens. The NHL's rigged. Me and Jacob know this because we're friends with Gary Batman. So.
Yeah. Oh, exciting news, though. We did mention that we saw Gary Batman.
Batman.
Anyways, we saw him at game one of the Flames Star Series. We're walking out of the dome. There's this little, tiny little guy there. He's got his mask on.
He looks like the Penguin.
He looks like the Penguin from Batman, honestly. He's like, wah, wah, wah. Get him, Penguin. Yeah, that's what I always think about when I see him. Anyways, like, why is Batman here? Like,
why is he in Calgary for game one?
Of all places, why is he in Calgary? And then he goes to Edmonton for game two. Or game, yeah, game two of Edmonton.
He's just checking out his work.
Well, sounds like for Calgary to host anything ever again in the NHL, we need new arena.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's what he said, yeah.
So that's kind of cool. But I also think he was there scouting, like, oh, how can we help Dallas win better? How many 5-on-3s do they need? You know, do they excel better 4-on-4? All that stuff. So he's probably got his little earpiece in with the referees, yeah. Like, yo, call hook. Call that. That was offside. Goaltender interference, you know, all that crap, like, for sure. But yeah, exciting news out of it. Hopefully it works. Calgary Flames getting a new arena. My personal opinion, I don't think it's going to happen because our mayor is dumb.
Even if it does happen, it's not going to happen for another 10 years or something.
Which is fine.
We're
okay.
We're going to be dead by then.
Yeah, true. So. I'm okay with the building process. If it's going to take time, fine. However, I don't think our mayor, because she's just idiot.
Just because.
I don't think we're going to get it. And unfortunately, I think the Flames do end up moving at some point, which would really suck.
I don't think they'll move, but
yeah. But a lot of
Calgary's not going to let their squad go.
Yeah, but we can petition and stuff like that. But it comes down to those quote unquote leaders that are absolute trash. It's like, honestly, like the mayor stuff that's happening in Calgary that absolutely botched this deal and took so long to get this deal previously, is because we gave a C. You know, figuratively speaking, we gave a C to the kid that's parents paid for them to be on the team. They don't belong there, right? They just had a buttload of money, you know, and a buttload of friends. And you're like, well, I guess you got to be the captain because you're paying for everything.
And your mom's hot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we've done. And that's why we can't get a new building in Calgary.
Wasn't it only over like $1 million or something?
No, I think it was like, we had a deal in place.
Yeah.
And then the new mayor comes in and is like,
they want more.
JK Lol, you guys have to pay on top of this an extra 5% of total bill. Something like that. Which, yes, it's only like, I shouldn't say, it's millions of dollars. I think it was like $5 to $10 million that the Flames now had to
pay extra
after coming to an agreement and this beautiful facility. So, yeah. But we're going to get a cup this year. We're going to bring it back home to Calgary.
Yep.
They have no choice but to reinvest in this hockey team, you know? And I don't care if it is the kid whose parents paid for that C with $30 million. Just get us a building, you know? And then we can vote you out and get somebody in there that actually likes sports and understands what sport can do for kids and something to look up to and all that stuff. Just use your head, you dummy.
And if not, me and Jacob will build it. We could probably build an arena.
Easy.
So I don't think it's that hard. It's just a building.
You just put like a bunch of popsicles in the ground.
Remember in school, you glue the popsicle sticks together and you build stuff? Easy.
And then paper mache.
Yeah, mache it up. Easy.
And you're good to go.
So.
Stupid.
That's playoffs, boys. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. It's a lot of game sevens, a lot going on. So we'll see what happens.
It's only going to get more interesting. I think we're in for a good show the rest of the playoff series. I think there's going to be a lot of fireworks coming out now, for sure.
That's right, boys. Jacob, you got a little something for these fans? Some free stuff?
Is it time to give free stuff away?
It's time to give away some free stuff.
Give me that sweet noise. All right, squad, it is time for Paydays with On the Bench, that part of the show where we give away some free stuff. If you want it, there's no catches to it. This week, we are going to be giving away, again, mystery items. We have too many good things to pick from to just give one thing away. So, mystery item,
woo!
You can go to our website, www.onthebench.life. You're going to go find that mystery item. You're going to select the size that you want. Put it in your shopping cart now where it says you can put a code in. Put in the code CUP22, C-U-P-2-2, all capitals. You're going to go. You're going to check out. You're going to have to pay shipping, all right? Nothing's ever free in life. So you pay shipping. If you don't want to pay shipping, just make that shopping cart up to $50 and then shipping is free. So if you want more stuff, better merch, and you want the free mystery item, go do that. www.onthebench.life and use code CUP22, all capitals. Check it out. You guys are going to love it. And if you don't have our merch yet, I promise you it is the best quality that is out there. It's not that crummy 100% cotton thick t-shirt that you wear to mow the lawn. It is tri-blend material. It's so soft, and the screen printing that's on the front, whatever you guys get or decide to buy, it doesn't come off. You know, I've washed mine a billion times. Doesn't go anywhere. It, I promise you, is the best quality. So go get it. www.onthebench.life, code CUP22, CUPP22, all capitals, and get yourself some free stuff. I don't know why you wouldn't want free stuff anyways, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Free stuff's great, you guys, so make sure you do that.
And
do
don't forget, check out on our YouTube is where it's premiered. New song, music video. It's called Bad Times. Stereos and On the Bench brought an absolute banger. So if your team's on the cusp of elimination, it's kind of a perfect song. You know, you're having a bad day, but you're trying to get through it. It's perfect for that. This song fits everything that you need it to. So go check it out. We got some special guests in there. Tim Hunter, old school Flames guy, absolute weapon. He's our bartender in the video. I get into a little tussle with him. So go check it out, and it's going to be hitting Spotify, iTunes, all that fun stuff shortly here.
Let's go.
It's an absolute banger. I'm super proud. And six of us all got tattoos for that song. Like, that's how much the song means to us. We literally got permanent tattoos.
Such a good song.
On our bodies.
It's a banger.
We're going platinum. Easily. Yeah. We're going platinum.
Quad platy.
Octo platy.
That's right, boys.
Octopus platinum. So it's a good time. Yeah, it's a good time.
All right. Should we jump into some questions?
Time for some questions. Greasy.
Greasy or grimy. Plough edition.
Let's go. Brum, 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 brum. Also, that's our favorite noise. Did we ever tell them about the story in Dubai? About where that noise kind of... No, where the Brazilian remix horn came from?
No, tell them.
Okay, so while Oli's getting his questions figured out. Okay. No, take your time.
Okay.
So we're in Dubai. And there's like a big group of us. We're playing a hockey game in Dubai. Our buddy, Trevor Johnsoni, absolute weapon. That's where you meet him. He's a really good dude. So me and Oli, we get split up, and Oli is in a car with Trev. And then I'm in a car with our other buddy, Val. Great dudes. They played hockey together. Me and Oli played hockey together. So we're just mingling. Nobody's care in the world. So they're taking us to this like bar place, nightclub type thing. So it's pretty.
We did ask them to take us to like the grimiest place, right?
True. Yeah. We asked like, for
take
the
us
dive
for
bar.
The absolute biggest hole in Dubai.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
So that's where we go. Val's driving me. So we get there to the bar. Oh, no. You guys got to the bar first.
Yeah, we were there first.
So Oli and Trev get to the bar first. And I guess Trev's asking Oli, like, oh, how are we going to find them? Like, it's a big place. It's crowded. We don't, like, you know, what if, like, we got to, like, find them? And Oli's like, just do the, like, the remix
horn
things.
The Brazilian
air horn. Bing, 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 bing. And he's like, Trev's like laughing. And he's like, yeah, okay. Like, there's no way that's going to work. So me and Val and, like, the other guys that were in that car, we finally get there, and I think we're like 10-15 minutes behind. So we walk in the door, and we're just walking, we're chatting, we're having a good time, looking to where we can get a wobbly pop, and then all of a sudden I hear the burn, 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 burn across the bar, and I just perk up. I'm like, I know that. And I always respond with, because in the songs it always goes, the noise, brum, 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 and then it remixes into a hoo-yo. So that's what we're doing this whole trip. So I hear it. I hear
across the bar, brum, 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 brum,
nice and loud, and I'm like, hoo-yo. So it's basically our Marco Polo, and that's how we met each other in the bar in Dubai, and then that's kind of just stuck.
That's
with
how
us.
You link up with the boys, you know?
That's just
so if you guys want to use that, go for it.
Yeah, that's just how you know. So
works
that's 100%. Where it came from. And that's why we love the sound so much.
Such a classic.
All right, hit it. This is Greasy or Grimy.
Greasy or Grimy. plus edition.
Five questions. Right? If I get 0 for 5, I am absolutely grimy.
Here we go.
5 for 5, I'm greasy.
Just because it's a bunch of game sevens today. Here's a game 7 question.
Hit me.
Who was the first NHL player in a game 7 of the playoffs? Who appeared in 13 game 7s in his career?
Patrick Marleau.
I'm not done.
Oh.
Glenn Anderson.
Oh, okay.
Claude Lemieux or Patrick Waugh?
Ooh. I'm going to go Claude Lemieux because I hate him and I don't want it to be him.
He's
but
ugly?
Yeah, and I feel like that's who it's going to be.
Final answer?
Yes. Dang it.
It is Patrick Waugh.
Oh, Roy did it.
13 times he appeared in game 7s.
Was that pre or post asking for a trade mid-game?
I have no idea. Absolute all right, here's another one. You're an ofer.
Ofer.
Which team set an NHL record by playing 26 games?
Oh, my goodness.
In the 1987 playoffs? Edmonton Oilers, Philadelphia Flyers, or the Penguinis?
Sorry, what was in what year? 87?
1987.
Edmonton Oilers.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Hold on, let me finish. Question 5 is B, so that would be the Philadelphia Flyers.
What?
0 for 2.
Philadelphia Flyers. I hate them. No, I love Philly. I love Philly.
That they might get. Who was the first player in NHL history to play 50 or more playoff games on 3 different teams?
Oh my goodness.
Wayne Gretzky.
Okay.
Bill Guerin.
Oh, he's a beauty.
Or again, your favorite player, Claude Lemieux.
Give me Billy. Billy Guerin.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like him.
No, you're wrong. It's your boy, Claude Lemieux.
I hate him.
0 for 3. Pure dust.
I always had a pure hatred for Claude Lemieux. And I was a kid because he bites people.
No, that's Mike Tyson.
No, Brennan Lemieux did it with LA this year. Remember when he bit Kachuk?
No, you're right.
I hate that.
Question 4.
0 for 3.
Who is the only player in NHL history to captain 2 different teams to a Stanley Cup championship? Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier, or Mark Recchi?
Oh, Gretzky. What? Is it Recchi?
It's the Moose.
It's the Moose?
Yeah.
Who did he captain? It would have been
Edmonton and then the Rangers.
Rangers. See, I was thinking Gretzky with the C.
0 for 4, man. Rough. All right. Last question.
But I think this is the first time someone's gone 0 for in a whole Greasier Grammy, so someone's got to do it.
Yeah. Which pair of brothers combined to score the most career playoff goals with 131? Wayne and Brent Gretzky?
Yep.
Is that your final answer?
Who's the other ones, though? But yes.
Okay. Maurice or Henry Richard?
Ooh. Dang.
Peter and Anton Stastny.
Oh, Stastny. Let's go Stastny. Let's go Stastny because I want to go 0 for 5.
You would be wrong.
Yeah.
Maurice Richard.
Was it?
Yep.
Nice. 0 for 5. Absolute grind. Don't forget to study, kids. See, this is what happens when you don't study. You're going to fail a test. And then you're going to turn out to flip burgers for the rest of your life. So study.
I flipped burgers before. I used to work at McDonald's.
Go to school. I know you did. That's what I'm trying to help people not be like you.
Oh, got you. Oh, my bad.
It's embarrassing. So, all right. Let's just finish off with a would you rather.
Okay.
Last time the question was, would you rather win a Stanley Cup in your first year, full year as a rookie, or your last year playing? Before hanging up the skates. So this one, I will ask you, as an Alberta boy, I don't want to do that one. Not yet. We'll wait till regular season. Let's keep it playoff related, okay?
Yep.
Would you rather score the GWG in regular time or overtime? At what point in the game do you want to be the hero?
Obviously overtime.
Straight overtime? Like you want to risk it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You don't want the GWG 6 minutes left in the third period?
No. I want the overtime glory.
Overtime glory.
Even I think everyone wants that glory.
That overtime hype. So even if it's first round, right? You're just trying to make it to the cup final.
Yep.
You want that overtime GWG.
I want the overtime. Yep. You?
I'm going to play it safe as a D-man, you know, because that's what position I assume I would be playing.
Yeah, you're going to take that 6 minutes left in the game.
I want that 6 minute, and then I want to shut down and just beat the crap out of everybody.
That's fair.
You know, I don't...
To each his own.
I don't want that risk. I don't want... Like, I want that safe bet. I want to just get the puck in the net. I want that hype, and I want to feel that energy for the last 6 minutes to fire me up.
Going nuts.
So that coach knows that I'm so hyped up, I can play the entire 6 minutes and not be gassed at all.
Yeah, but don't you want to score the overtime like glove throw, even though it's just like first round?
No. No, I just want that. Now, all right, we can change it. Another addition to this, would you rather? Game 7, Stanley Cup Final. Where do you want that GWG?
Overtime.
Overtime, sure.
Here's one for you. Would you, kind of similar, would you rather score the golden goal like Crosby scored?
Okay.
Probably one of the greatest goals in Canadian history.
Okay. Hence, or, golden goal.
Yep. Or an overtime goal to win the cup.
Oh, so...
Because that's two...
Gold medal that's or too Stanley huge. Cup.
Yeah, for your country, biggest stage in the world, probably the greatest goal of all time for our country.
I've asked some people questions similar to this. Would you rather win a gold medal for your country or a Stanley Cup?
I personally would rather win a Stanley Cup. I don't care for a gold medal.
Yeah.
I see.
I'm the opposite. I think I would want that gold medal. Obviously, I want a Stanley Cup too. Yeah. But I am so Canadian, and I love Canada so much. And I think it would the coolest thing in the world would to be to don that maple leaf on the chest and get that gold medal, that golden goal. I think that would be unbelievable.
So you're going with the golden goal?
I'm going with the golden goal. Yeah. And let me ask you this, a follow-up on this. How many of Crosby's goals do you remember to win the Stanley Cup?
I don't think he ever, like in playoffs.
Yeah.
None, to be honest.
How many do you remember for Olympics?
One. The golden goal, obviously.
That's my point. Like, I get it. Yes.
That's why it was a good question. You know?
Yeah, it is a good question.
Game 7, overtime, double OT, you score, you win the cup, you're a legend. But like that goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like what Stanley Cup goals do you remember? I obviously remember Patty Kane's. Where he shot it, and no one knew it was in.
Stevie Wise slap shot over St. Louis.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
And what other Stanley Cup overtime goals do you remember? And that's it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know,
everyone remembers the golden goal.
Here's another
twist. Okay.
Question to add on to it. World Juniors, I can't remember the year. Who is the goalie, you know, that stopped Canada from winning the gold medal? Now, as a Pittsburgh fan, one of the years when they lose, who's the goalie that stopped them from continuing on?
When they didn't go to the cup final?
Yeah, like one of the... So obviously not a year that Pittsburgh won. Who is a goalie that stopped Pittsburgh from going? Made a miraculous...
Detroit. They stopped him 2 years in a row.
Who is the goalie?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Jimmy Howard, maybe?
Who is the goalie that stopped the World Juniors from winning the gold medal that you love to hate?
Soupy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, we remember...
I used to hate him. Now I love him.
We remember more of the thing. That's, you know...
Yeah,
I'm
I remember
just
more
like,
of your...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. That is very true.
So that's like part of my... But it is always fun to talk
I'm gonna
about.
I'm going to tweet that right now.
And I know...
That's a great tweet.
A lot of people want that Stanley Cup. But that's just things that I think about. And I think it's, you know, I want a Stanley Cup too, but I think it'd be so sick to rock that maple leaf and throw an absolute massive hip check going into our zone, flip a guy over, grab the puck, bust up the wall, drag the blue line, slap shot top corner for a game. That would be my ideal golden goal for me. So Anyways, let us know what you guys think. It's hitting the Tweeterverse right meow, so go comment on it. It's out there. DM us. Let us know what you guys think. Let us know how you guys did on the questions, and let us know what you guys think of this playoff run here. Who's going to go further? Who's going to win it all after seeing the first round? How the second round is going to go? All that fun stuff. We love to hear it. We love to hear from you guys, interact with you. So check it out. And as always, thank you for joining the podcast, Paydays with On the Bench. I'm Jake Bardown, the guy over there choking on his own spit. That's Ole Postonen. We'll see you guys next pod. Stay frosty out there. Elbows up, sticks up.
See you later, boys.
We claiming the cappy. Blow cheese, missy, top corn snizzy. We ain't stopping even if there's a whizzy. Quick rappy, extra greasy, snappy. Ole and Jacob, we claiming the cappy. That's right, boys.
Jesus, Jacob, I think we're done here.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
We're gone.